Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Hold Your Horses, the Great Animal Farm Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Kyle, brought to you by the Crush Brush, the only horse brush that really works. In a rush, use Crush Brush. Tonight, we will be discussing the events of Animal Farm from an inside perspective, and I'm stabling out with Rose the host. Rose, how are you today?
I'm doing great today.
Awesome. Now, the viewers want to know, what prompted you to gallop out of Animal Farm?
Animal Farm was supposed to be a place of equality, where all animals are treated the same, no matter what. Instead, it became quite the opposite.
It's very sad that it didn't happen that way, but did you ever think that the utopia would become a reality?
To be honest, I didn't think that the utopia would ever become a reality. Yes, I had some hope, but I knew that it would never happen. What the farm animals thought could happen were too perfect and idealistic. As someone who is very realistic, I couldn't ever see any of the things that Old Major told us ever happening.
Interesting. Now, the Battle of Cowshed was a real hoof biter. Could you explain what went down in the battle?
Well, Jones and his men were attacking the farm. Snowball commanded the battle against Jones. I saw him heading straight towards Jones and getting shot in the process. He was awarded Animal Hero First Class because of his bravery and courage.
So, Snowball did most of the work then?
Yes, I saw it happen, and I refused to believe what Napoleon and Squealer had said to us. And it was especially bad since my mane kept getting tangled.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, that reminds me of the Crush Brush.
The Crush what?
The Crush Brush. It's the only horse brush that brushes out tangles, frizz, dirt, and other unwanted things in your mane.
That sounds horse-tastic.
I know. If you need a brush for your mane and tail, remember the Crush Brush. The only horse brush that really works. In a rush, use Crush Brush. Before the break, we were talking about the utopia and how propaganda is regularly used on the farm. Speaking of Napoleon and Squealer and propaganda, where do you think things went wrong?
I think the first red flag was when Napoleon the pigs took the milk and apples. At the time, I didn't think of it as much. But later on, when the pigs started taking more and more, I started to realize that what was happening and was something that would bring the downfall of Animal Farm. They eventually started changing the Seven Commandments for their own benefits, and that really changed Animal Farm for the worst as well, unfortunately.
Fascinating. Now, how has life been for you since you decided to leave Animal Farm?
My life has been great. I have been living farther away from Animal Farm. If I had stayed in Animal Farm, I wouldn't have been able to talk to you today and give you my honest opinion.
Oh, that's great! Lastly, the viewers are dying to know, what's your favorite TV show?
Well, it would have to be Neighbors, of course.
Well, there you have it, folks. It seems that the utopia never happened for the animals. Snowball did all of the work during the Battle of Cowshed, and life for Rose has been much better since she left Animal Farm. Thank you so much for being here with us, Rose, and thank you to our producers and editors, as well as our sponsor, the Crush Brush. Once again, In a Rush, use Crush Brush, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Tune in next week when we'll be traveling to Animal Farm and speaking with Napoleon himself. I'm Leah Kyle, host of Hold Your Horses, the Great Animal Farm Podcast, and I hope everyone has a great night. Thank you.